Hello and welcome to English Pronunciation Pod, the English pronunciation podcast dedicated to improving your pronunciation of American English. I'm your host, Charles Becker, coming to you from New York City, the multicultural capital of the world. English Pronunciation Pod is for anybody who wants to improve their pronunciation of American English. Transcripts of our lessons are available at our website, EnglishPronunciationPod.com. In this week's podcast, we're going to learn how to pronounce the consonant sound zh, as in the words usual and vision. Pronouncing this consonant can be quite challenging, especially if your first language is Spanish, Italian, Arabic, German, Korean, Chinese, or Japanese. However, this lesson is important for everybody, no matter what your first language is, because the American zh occurs in several important words. The focus of this week's podcast is learning how to pronounce the consonant zh accurately, like a native speaker. We're also going to practice this sound in some key words and common American expressions and idioms. So let's begin by learning how to pronounce the sound zh. In order to pronounce the sound zh correctly, you want to point the tip of your tongue forward toward the gum ridge. The gum ridge is the bump on the roof of your mouth. Do not touch the ridge. The sides of your tongue should gently touch your back teeth. Create a hole for the air to flow through. Exhale and vocalize. Feel the air flow over the center of your tongue. Your lips should be slightly protruded, forward and turned out. In podcast number 32, we learned about stop consonants and continuant consonants. Zh is a continuant because the air flows continuously over the center of our tongue. In podcast number 30, we learned about voiced and voiceless consonants. Zh is a voiced consonant because we use our voice to make this sound. Our vocal folds vibrate when we make this sound. Now let's begin practicing zh. Please listen and repeat the consonant zh. 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 Here's a pronunciation tip for pronouncing zh correctly. If you're having trouble pronouncing zh, remember, zh and sh are a voiced and voiceless pair. This means that the tongue and lip position for sh is exactly the same as zh. The only difference is that for zh, we add our voice. We can break this process into three steps, as in the following exercise. Step number one, put your tongue and lips into the position for sh. Exhale, making the sound sh. Step number two, add your voice while your tongue and lips remain in the position of sh. Let's try that. The third step would be to combine the position of step number one with the vocalization of step number two. Zh. Zh. Now let's discuss some common mistakes you want to avoid. Many students think they are pronouncing zh correctly, but are actually pronouncing it incorrectly because their tongue tip is too far forward and tense. As a result, their zh sounds like something between zzz, as in zoo, and zh. This is because their tongue tip is too far forward and too high. Their zh sounds like this. Let's listen to the incorrect and then correct pronunciations. Incorrect. Z. Correct. Z. Now, how did I correct that? You want to be sure that your tongue tip is further back and that the tip is lowered and not too tense, creating a larger hole for the air to pass through. Another common mistake is pronouncing z like j. Correcting both of these mistakes will be covered in full detail in future podcasts. Now we're going to practice zh in some key words. Please listen and repeat the following words containing zh. Pay careful attention to your form. Vision. Asia. Measure. Occasion. Decision. Usual. Casual. Pleasure. In this next exercise, we're going to practice some common American expressions and idioms which contain zh. Please listen and repeat the following American expressions and idioms containing zh. It's my pleasure. Her boss has tunnel vision. My cooking doesn't measure up to my mother's. The consonant sound zh can be very challenging for students. It can take a lot of practice, but it's important to practice correctly. The best way to learn a new sound is to practice it slowly. The secret to speaking English clearly and quickly is practicing slowly and accurately. Learning to speak English with a standard American accent is a gradual process. But if you work at it regularly and practice as often as you can, you're going to improve. It's important to have the right training tools in order to improve your accent. That's why I recommend that you check out my English pronunciation course in MP3 format, Best Accent Training MP3s. No matter what your first language is, Best Accent Training has the lessons you need for speaking English clearly and correctly. Best Accent Training MP3s contains all the sounds of English with step-by-step instructions and practice exercises. You get all the vowels of English, all the consonants, syllable stress lessons, intonation lessons, and connected speech. Best of all, Best Accent Training is a fast and easy download that you can put on your MP3 player and take with you wherever you go. I specially designed it for that purpose. Best Accent Training MP3s available for download at our website, EnglishPronunciationPod.com. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions about this podcast, feel free to contact me at contact@EnglishPronunciationPod.com. From New York, this is Charles Becker saying thank you for joining us and see you next time.